that the shear of beitz, the shear bittel of a beitz is b'shishim. Like gid is also b'shishim, but the beitz itself is not minimum. The shishim of hetek and neged the beitz. So the Gemara says, this seems to assume that when you cook an egg, the hard-boiled egg, it's nice and tam in the water, and it's nice and tam in the other things that are in the pot. So yes, in the kasha, ha'ami inshi, people say, there's an expression, you want to see something that has no taste, you say it's like the water from eggs. So apparently, judging by the way people talk, eggs, when they cook, they're not nice and tam. So the Gemara says, "Omalei hakam ayetskinon bebeitzis efreich." That nechrami, it's talking about not a regular egg from a treifa bird. That's taka not nice and tam. A regular hard boiled egg. We're talking about a hard boiled egg that has inside of it a chick, and that's nice and tam. The chick is nice and tam, and that's treif. It's a derabbanan, I think. Mostly shayim hold since the derabbanan, this chick inside this growing chick, but I'll kapot because it's like a nevela, and it's nice and tam in the water. But a tmeya, meaning a beitza from a non-kosher bird, just a regular hard-boiled egg, that's taka not nice and tam, and that would not need shishi. Eisvei, back to Gemara from a brayse, beitza and perish shulkan, beitza and tmeya, sim yeshim with nice and tam, kulam asuris. So Gemara answers, how can I be beitza sefreya? If I might call it tmeya, why is it called a beitza tmeya? Not a beitza tmeya. Beitza tmeya means from a oif tamet. Not a beitza tmeya, it's a beitza sefreya. Came in this day a fire, correlate tmei. It means tmei in the loose sense of not being kosher. But the Kani say the basis is shokum. It means the fire bechem and yesh from the nice and time kulun asuris mechad the reish is less fire fire chaskinon. My answer is pushukum befarish. Beits and toys shokum and beits and tmei. It's yesh from the nice and time kulun asuris ketzat. It means shokum. It means the fire bechem and yesh from the nice and time kulun asuris ketzat. This is how the reish is less fire fire chas to less fire fire chasuris is fire fire mibaya. So the Gemara says, no, you're your Tani Seif and Gluya Reish. She's like, Taima Reish, this Be'er Freyach, have a less Be'er Freyach, Shaya, Tani Seif, this Be'er Freyach, Mechal the Reish, less Be'er Freyach, Rafi Lachi Asir. So from the Brayis, it's not a Raya, but nonetheless, the memory remains, the Stom of the Gemara remains, that a Beitza Tmeya is not nice in time, and that's the Halacha, that a Beitza Tmeya is not nice in time, only a Beitza Seif Freyach is nice in time. So Rashi says, bottom of the Tzadik Zayin of Beis, remember do you have time? Ki mevash le bahadech yini. We learn Rashi that the case of the Gemara is that he's cooking the egg with other eggs. It doesn't say that in the Gemara. When Rav Nachman said beitzah b'shishim, vein beitzah min minyan, he didn't say you're cooking the egg with other eggs. Maybe you're cooking the eggs with carrots. But you need a volume of shishim. Rashi seems to assume that the case of the Gemara is that you're cooking an egg with other eggs. Negeya to the following. Tosfos says the bottom Tosfos, beitzah b'shishim, v'hoidin b'shar yisurim. The shear of shishim not limited to beitzah. It's by other yisurim as well. Beitzah itznichleit. So why do you have to say beitzah b'shishim? What's the chiddush of beitzah b'shishim? Says Tosfos, mishum de'ika beitzah tmeya de'liasir g'ri'am inshi d'maya b'yalmu. Because there are eggs that are not nice in time. They don't need shishim. Namely, a beitzah tmeya, a regular hard-boiled egg. It's not nice in time. As the Gemara says, only a beitzah is a sefreyach. So that's the chiddush, that a beitzah sefreyach is nice in time and needs shishim. That's the Tosfos. So the chayim asking Tosfos, why didn't Tosfos say a plug? Give an answer. There's a chiddush even by a beitzah sefreyach that it's b'shishim. I mean, there's a chiddush besides the fact that a beitzah tmei is not b'shishim. There's another chiddush. Because in the Gemara later on, in the Tzadik Chesem of Aleph, we'll see there's an opinion of Gemara that beitzah is not b'shishim, it's b'shishim be'echel. In fact, that's the halacha. That a beitzah sefreyach, if you cook a beitzah sefreyach with other eggs, the shear bittel is what is 61, not 60. You need 61 eggs of heter kenega the beitza of iser. So later it's a gemara of shulchan levi, shavsham ba'ado. You need 61, and Rav Nachman says you only need 60. So it's a chiddush. Rav Nachman saying not like the gemara later. So that is a great chiddush. Why did Tosfos have to? What is Tosfos looking for other chiddushim? That's the chiddush. Beitza b'shishim. There's an opinion who's chaylik. If there's an opinion that's chaylik, then a batter of Nachman is a chiddush. So I think the pashut answer is, maybe there's other answers, but I think the pashut answer is that why is taka the halacha that he needs 61 by beitza? By the Gemara said later on that it's not enough to have 60; he needs 61. Gemara b'sham abda reishat the nosin b'gul heter. Gemara is mesupik about it, but no ma'aseh b'machmir. You need 61. Why do you need 61? Everything's b'shishim. Gid is b'shishim. Everything's b'shishim. All yisurim shabatara, kol yisurim shabatara. The Rav Nachman said are b'shishim. So how come a beitza needs 61? So it's machlekes yishayim, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says because the beitz is a burial. Now, even though normally the halachas is various are bottle at all. And that's really true, actually, that a beitzah is not bottle at all if the beitzah itself would be lost in the right. If you had a beitzah that was osir and it was mixed up with other beitzah, and I don't know which beitzah is which, then you would be, then do be indeed, then the beitzah is a berry, and the berry is not bottle. That's not the case over here. The case over here is I know which beitzah is osir, but I want to know what's the status, and I took it out. I'm worried about the plato. So we're not used to thinking that it makes a difference if it was a berry or not a berry. The berry falls into a pot and it's nice and tam, and then you pull the berry out. It's a regular din of shishim. That's what we're used to thinking. So the Ram says, no, even if you pull the berry out, but it was nice and tam, so a berry is more chomer than other kinds of taravis, and a berry needs 61 and not 60. So a beitzah, since it's a berry, when it's nice and tam, it's not enough to have 60, you need to have 61. That's what the Ram says. We'll talk about it more when we get to the more about beitzah needing 61. The Ramban says, but that's not the reason. The reason why you need 61 is because not all beitzim are the same size. So even if you have 60 eggs, can I get this egg? So it looks to you like you have shishim, but actually it's not 100% true that it, you don't know for sure you have shishim, because the eggs come in different sizes. You go to a supermarket also, you have a double A, triple A, single A. Never mind the B's and the C's that they don't even sell to you. So beitzim come in all different sizes. So how do you know because you have 60 eggs that it's really bottled the shishim? So Ramban says, therefore, they left a margin of error, and they said you need to have 61 eggs. If you have 61, so Mustama is really a shear of shishim. That's the Ramban. There's a big nafkamina halacha between the Ramban and the Ramban. What's the nafkamina halacha? What's the nafkamina halacha? If you knew they were the exact same size, well, I'm not sure you could really ever know that they're exact same size.
Yeah. Well, first of all, if it's an egg in a
mitzvah or any other dish. Yeah, for what it was, it wasn't an egg in an eggs. What if it's an egg and potatoes? So then, according to the Rambam, you still need 61 times the volume, because it's a chomer in the egg. The egg of Isser is a berryer, and you need 61 to be mevatel. Mashenkin the Rambam, then it would revert to the regular rule of shishim. It's only when you're doing egg when you're mevatel an egg and other eggs. So the Gemara said later, 60 eggs is not enough, because who says it's really shishim? But if you were being mevatel an egg in mashed potatoes, then you would measure the volume of the egg, the volume of the mashed potatoes, and you would need shishim echafes and need 61. The Fila Ramban, there's no need to say that Agamar is chaluk on the Gemara later on. Agamar, Rav Nachman, who said that Beis of Shishim, he could agree to the Gemara later on that you need 61. But that's because the Gemara later on is talking about you being a rotten egg and other eggs. So then you need 61, shishim echafes. But who says Rav Nachman's talking about a case? When Rav Nachman said gid b'shishim, he meant a gid that you were ma'arev with other gidim. He meant a gid that you were ma'arev with mashed potatoes. And when he said that a beitz is b'shishim, he didn't necessarily mean that it's a beitz that you were ma'arev with other beitzim. He meant a beitz that you were ma'arev with mashed potatoes. So then the shi'ah is taka shishim. So hadas mesenes that Tosis holds like the Ramban. And Tosis therefore thought that when the Gemara over here says that Beitzah v'shishim, it's not talking about a Beitzah with other Beitzim. That you need 61, not 60. When Rav Nachman over here said that Beitzah v'shishim, he's talking about an egg that you mixed up with other mashed potatoes. Frank Tosis, what's the chiddush? That's just regular bittul b'rayim. So what's so special about an egg? So Tosis has to go looking for a chiddush that, well, by Beitzah, if it would be Beitzah t'meya, it's not nice and tam, kimay the bay of alma. So therefore, by a basis of Freyach, maybe it'll be the same thing. So Rav Nachman is telling me, no, once it's a basis of Freyach, I need shishim. So if Tosis holds like the Ramban, maybe we'll have to revisit that when we get to the Gemara later on. But from this Tosis, at least, it would sound very much that Tosis holds like the Ramban. So therefore, he doesn't think that there's no... This is not a... The Rav Nachman is not being chaylik in the Gemara later on. So what's the chiddush? So he has a chiddush list. But Rashi says that Rav Nachman himself was talking about a beitz that was in the Sarab with beitz behad the Acharini. Rashi's master learned that Rav Nachman's talking about that he cooked the egg with other eggs. If you're Rashi, l'chayra, you have to say that Rav Nachman is chaylik in the Gemara later. Because the Gemara later says when you cook an egg with other eggs, you need 61. Rav Nachman said beitz is v'shish. L'fi Rashi, and that's the chiddush, l'fi Rashi. That's exactly the chiddush. The chiddush is that you need 60, that you only need 60, and you don't need 61, and Taka not like the opinion of the Gemara later. Yeah, see the next Tosis, basis of Freyach. So Tosis, who had in b'nimtza bo dam, the shogatichla b'kula. Tosis is the same thing if it's a blood spot. blood spot also, so Tosfos two things. First of all, there's a Gemara, Shavu Tichlu B'Kula, that when you have a blood spot in an egg, not only is the blood spot also, but the whole egg is also. Because the blood spot, the fact that there's a blood spot, which shows that there's the beginning of an embryo, it means that the whole egg is already starting to form. I don't know exactly what deep down this means, Shada Tikhla Bakula, but it says that whatever this tikhla, this poison that's of the dam, this tarfus of the dam, the whole egg also shares in that tarfus. I don't think it means as nasim as tam, now I have to look chanan. I don't think it means less than tam and chaticha nas neved. But etzem, the whole egg now is nidoim as an nevela. The Gemara says it depends where the blood spot was. Was it in the chelbain and the chelmain? It's different. There's a Gemara about it. And then Zemachaik Hashanah, what it even means. So we're machmir, since Zemachaik Hashanah, where does the blood spot have to be in the egg? So in order to ask the whole egg, Zemachaik Hashanah. So since Zemachaik Hashanah, so whenever we find a blood spot, we just throw out the whole egg. But that's because of this Gemara, Shana Tikhla Bukula. So Taish says a Chiddush, which does not say in the Gemara, that when you have a blood spot in the egg, so the Gemara says Shana Tikhla Bukula, the whole egg is awesome. But Taish says not only is the whole egg awesome, but then it's not Kemaya the Beitza of Alma, but rather it's like a Beitza Sefrayach, and you need Shishim to be mavatal the egg. Taisa assumes that the difference between a Beitza Sefrayach and a regular Beitza and a Beitza Tmeya is that a Beitza Tmeya doesn't have so much taste, so that's not nice and time into the water. But a Beitza Sefrayach has the taste of an Afrayach. Afrayach has the taste, so that's nice and time in the water. So Taisa says, so Dam, or even Shadu Tichla Bakula, also is nice and time. And if it's nice and time, then it's nice and time into the water, and it's not Kimaya de Beyo Baal. This is the Ramban. The Ramban doesn't say the Pharisees, Chaylik and Pharisees. The Ramban though says that the reason why, the Ramban talks about what's the difference between a Beitzah Sefrayach and a Beitzah Tmeah. Why is it that a Beitzah Sefrayach is nice and time into the water, and a Beitzah Tmeah is not nice and time into the water? So I would have said, because a regular hard-boiled egg, it doesn't have so much time. It doesn't get into the water. Not through the shell anyway. But a basis of Freyach has more time, so it does get through. Ramban says differently. Ramban says the difference between a basis of Tmeya and a basis of Freyach is that when the Freyach starts to form, the shell softens. Maybe the Freyach will be able to get out, I don't know. But when the Freyach starts to form, the shell softens, and it's no longer a barrier to the Nesinus Tam. That's what it says, that. Zeish Teitin Ramban. So I have to point out that it could be that the Ramban is Freyach contestant, because just because an Efrayach makes the shell soften, who says that a blood spot makes the shell soften? Zulay Shaman? That's a big chiddush. Ech Teisa. The figure Ramban would stand to reason that a blood spot does not. Who says that blood spot makes the shell soften? Then it would still be a barrier to Nisi Nistab. So Nistab of the Ramban would come out not like Teisa's. Maisa, we're Machmer like Teisa's, that when you have a blood spot, so it is nice and time in the water. Nonetheless, the minig is, place me say, that it's enough, you don't need 60 eggs. If you find an egg with a blood spot, you want to know whether the other eggs also or not, so we're making, as long as you have two other eggs, the other two eggs are mut. The cheshbon being that, since this, Chesmim is like this. The blood spot itself maybe is bottled with shishim. It's only because it's shodet tichlu b'kulo. So the whole egg has this status of being a non-kosher egg. But the whole egg is min b'mina with the other eggs. I mean, if you hold it, it's a dog with chanan, but we're not machmir for that. But no, since this first of all was obvious, first of all was kamas fakers, because every blood spot is a sophic. If it's really shodet tichlu b'kulo not, because the Gemara says that not all blood spots are ulcer, only blood spot in certain spots in the egg, which we have a sofek machlekes shishanim, where in the egg does the blood spot ulcer? So every blood spot is right away a sofek. Number two, could be the feeder Ramban, the shell is still a barrier, even if there is a blood spot. Taisa says the shell is not a barrier once there's a blood spot. So we already have a few sfeikas. And then the shodet tichlu b'kulo, so fine, so the whole egg is, the whole egg, not only the blood spot, the whole egg becomes ulcer. But the egg as a whole is min b'minoi with the other eggs. Min b'minoi midrash is bottle chad betray. So you don't need rabon, you need shishim. But in the sfeika rabon, you can be mekel. So therefore, that's the halacha l'maaseh. Halacha l'maaseh is when you have a blood spot in an egg together with two other eggs, So since the blood spot itself could be the batul b'shishim, we're only worried about the shalat tichla b'kula. And the whole thing is this kama sfeikus involved. Maybe the shell is a barrier. Maybe it's not really a blood spot in the right spot. It's not in the spot that asks. So mela, once you have two other eggs, so midaraisa is batul chad v'trei, min b'min is batul chad v'trei, and you could eat the egg. And therefore, the minig yisrael is to not hard boil two eggs together, to hard boil always three eggs together, in such a way that if one of them has a blood spot, the other two should be mutter. That's where that minig comes from. There's an interesting psak from Shulag Diskin. Shulag Diskin Paskin, that if in such a case where you cooked an egg, three eggs together, and one of them had a blood spot, which of course could happen all the time, and used to happen even more often than it does today, because today they check the eggs in the factory that they shouldn't have blood spots. But anyway, the Shulag Diskin said that in the case where you cooked three eggs and you found a blood spot, so the other two eggs are mutter. But the pot has to be kosher. What's the cheshbon? You have to do hagola for the pot. What's the cheshbon? In l'chayr, if it's good, what's good for the eggs should be good for the pot. If the eggs is bottle, if there's bitl grove in the eggs, so why is the pot more of a problem? So Shulev said, the chakr of Shulev, he said, the other two eggs are not nice and tam in the water at all, because kemayim debei ba'alma. So the only egg that's being nice and tam is the bad egg. So when the nidin is on the eggs themselves, so it doesn't matter. But they're not makabel tam because it's chad betray. You have two egg, the eggs themselves are the egg ha'osar, the beit asura is botel beroy chad betray, and the other two eggs. I don't care if they're nice and tam. The question is how much they're makabel tam from the egg that's tam. It's a meal. Whatever the egg is nice and tam into the other eggs, it's a meal, so it's batul chad v'trei. But if you've been down in the pot, from which eggs did the pot makabel tam? Only from the Beis Asura, because the Beis Asura is the only one that's busy being nice and tam. The Beis HaMutaris are not able to be nice and tam into the water. So the pot only got tam from the Beis Asura. So the pot needs to be kafir. That was the psak of Reb Shulev Diskin. Chaznish is chaylet, the minig is not good. But nonetheless, svar is a shtark of psak. Because the mice of the pun of his rob, when the pun of his rob was before he was... when he was Edom of Kest, and he was living by his father. His father was the Rav in town. I think that's how the story goes. I think it was his father was the Rav in town. Anyway, the Rav in town went away for a few days, and he left the Pun of his Rav, who I think was his son-in-law. I'm not 100% sure about that part of the story. He left the Pun of his Rav, who was a younger man. He left him in charge to field the Shilas. So a lady came to him with the Shilas. She cooked three eggs together in the Kemid of Yisrael, and she found the blood spot. And he told her, he said, she has to kasher the pot. Nope, she never heard of such a thing. A few days later, the Rav came back. So this lady comes to the Rav and said, what's going on? I never heard of such a thing. I asked your son-in-law this shayla. He said, you have to kasher the pot. So he'd never heard of such a thing either. So he went to his son-in-law and he said, what's going on? What was your chedin? So he said, it's a pasha to chedin. He said, the other eggs are not nice and tam. This Kamaya the Gemara says the other eggs that are the regular eggs are not nice and tam. The only egg that was nice and tam was the base surah. So a lot of the pot needs to be kasha. So he didn't like it. And they said, I never heard of this thing. And then a little while later, he came and said, you know, that he found out that Shul label is the pasim that way. So, that's an interesting topic. And Leishels nowadays, all the eggs with blood spots are really kosher anyway, because the farms don't allow any roosters there. We know they're not really fertilized. And so even though we're machmir to throw them out, but Adkadik, you don't really have to be machmir on the food, even if you don't have chad betray. But nonetheless, the minig is to cook three eggs together. Oh, it's hard on your sitaik. Yeah, taste is another thing. The nearer, they says, the tmeo, she klufa, efshudasu. What if you cooked an egg without the shell? I guess it must have been hard-boiled from before, otherwise how it happened. You took a hard-boiled egg, you shelled it, and then you cooked it in a pot with other food or with other eggs. So Taisus says that he thinks then the Beitz, not in a Beitz, a regular, not a Beitz Zefreyach, a regular egg from a treifa bird. The bird was a treifa or the, first of all, the bird, there's two ways it could have a non-kosher egg. It could come from a non-kosher bird, or if it could come from a kosher bird that was a treifa. I mean, that's hard to have such a case. But in theory, if the bird is a treifa, its eggs are a treifa too. But anyway, a case where, what if you have a beitza tmeya, a beitza from an unkosher bird, and it was shelled, and you cooked it with other things? Places he thinks that in place and time, because you don't have the shell to be a barrier. That the Gemara says, places say, that an egg is not place and time, it's not because the egg is so bland. It's because the shell is a shield, maybe it's the sirup hadvar, maybe together with the fact that the egg is so bland, but you need that factor of the shield of the shell. And if the egg would have the shell removed, then you don't have it, then it's also. And he says, right, Yishalmi got the Giuli Beitzim Mashma Yesh Chiluk Ben Klufis L'Shein and Klufis. The Shema L'Inyin Zeh Nami Yesh Chiluk. Yishalmi is Mechalik the egg that was shelled and not shelled. So maybe for this also there's a Chiluk. So we'll see in a second, what is the Yishalmi? Let's just finish the places. Fodlin, Yishani Hocha, Hobbit Klufa, Hobbit Shein and Klufa, Mishum Dishtam Beitzim, Mevashna Yisim, Bekli Pasa. Why did the Gemara say that there? It's one of the Gemara asking the Brisa. Why did the Gemara say the Brisa is talking about when the egg was shelled? She says maybe that's not mistaber. Most eggs are cooked with the shell. So Mu'ur Taisa said he asked the Yerushalmi that there's a chiluk in klupas and eight in klupas. But the Yerushalmi is not talking about this case. Because if the Yerushalmi is talking about this case, mamish, then Taisa wouldn't need to say, v'shemul inyin zeh nami yeshil. Taisa must learn that the Yerushalmi, we'll see in a second, the Yerushalmi is not so clear what it's talking about. But Taisa is saying there's a Yerushalmi, but the Yerushalmi is not mamish about this case. So the Yerushalmi is Yerushalmi in Yerushalmi in Trumas, Dan. The Ran also brings the Yerushalmi, but the Ran seems to have a different gear than Yerushalmi. The Ran brings the Yerushalmi around here. The Yerushalmi, he says like it's the Gemara Mashma L'Chayra, the Beitzim Tmeyos. It's in, and by me it's on page Kuf Aleph in the Rash, the second column. It means a chayrat dam. It's interesting. It's not like Tosis. Tosis said the same thing would apply to a blood spot. The Ran says the Gemara means a blood spot. That's interesting. I feel like klupas mutaris. The chayra from Agamo would seem that it doesn't matter if it's shelled or it's not shelled. What's the mashmaos in the Gemara? Where's the mashmaos in the Gemara? In the Gemara, the chayra is mashma, doesn't matter if the egg was shelled or not shelled. Where's the mashmaos?
It doesn't give that as the answer.
It doesn't give that as the answer. What Taisus points out at the end, if there was a chiluk, why didn't the Gemara say that that's the answer? So you say, the chayra at face value would seem from the Gemara that it's that there's no distance, there's no difference. I will be shami li mashma. If you cooked beitzim tmeiros with beitzim tmeiros together, it's mutter. Hadod teimar sheshalken b'kipayim. That's only if you were shalik it. If you cooked it with the shell, aval shalken kishen klufais. But if you took off the shell, shir achayesh lehem. Then there's a different shir. How it means the regular shir of. Doesn't say what the shir is. It's a funny loss. Shir achayesh lehem. Let's say shishin. So the way the Yishami is quoted in the Ran, the Yishami is not, he's talking about this case. You have beitzim tmeim and you cooked them with beitzim tahirim, and the Yishami says that it's mutter, but only with the shell. Without the shell, you need a shir bittel. Now, what's the Yishami talking about? A beitzah sefreyach or a beitzah literally a beitzah tmeim? The chayrif was literally a beitzah. If it was literally If it was a basis of freyach, then it wouldn't be mutter even with the shell. It must be talking about a basis of tmeo, a regular basis of tmeo. Right? A basis of freyach, even if there is a shell, it needs bitter. Yishami says basis of tmeo, if you cook the basis of tmeo with the basis of tmeo, it's mutter. Why is that mutter? Because it's kamaya de beyabam. It means we're talking about a regular basis of tmeo, meaning not a basis of freyach, a regular basis of tmeo from a non-kosher birth. And it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because the Gemara says kemayi de beyavam. And the Yishami says it's only with the shell. But if there's no shell, then you don't say kemayi de beyavam. So what Tosis says is as shema, maybe the chiluk in klufas lein in klufas is also true by us. In the way the Ran is there in the Yishami is talking about us. The Yishami is us. The Yishami's case is our case, and it says in the Yishami that it's only if there's a shell, not if there's no shell. So the din that Tosis is saying, the Ran is saying also. But in Tosis, it's mashma, then it's only an extrapolation from the Yishami. It's not what it says in the Yishami. The Ran, it's in the Ran, it's the word, it's what it says in the Yishami mamish. So Vaistos, Tosis had a different girsa in the Yishami. And the Emes is, not so far and hard to figure out what Tosis' girsa in the Yishami is, because Tosis at the time of Balaam and Beis quotes the Yishami. His version, the printed version of Yishami, is altogether different. Not like the Ran, not like Tosis. We're not going to wait, take a look, very obscure, the Yishami. But Tosis, it's had a Balaam and Beis, Dibur Maskel Giuli Beitzim, quotes the Yishami. Tosis is busy with different issues over there. But he quotes the Yishami. The first word on the line is midway, it's the middle of the Tosis Giuli Beitzim. The first word on the line is Birushami. Lot Yerushami, Bishami the Meseches Chumis, Lin Beitzim Shishokan, Vinimsim Efreyach. The Ayur Buhosa. Yerushami says Tosis is talking about a Beitzim Efreyach. Because the Yerushami is talking about a Beitzim Efreyach. Yet the Sugi in the Yerushami before is talking about a Beitzim Efreyach. And how much do you need to be Mevatel a Beitzim Efreyach? And the Yerushami has opinions that you need Shishim, and opinions that it's enough to have 45, and to have 47. And the Yerushami over there, you have the story that we have later in Agamara about Abba Shir bin Mimzayim and Yeshar bin Mimhei. In Agamara, it's not something about what it's talking about. In Yishami, it's talking about Beitzis Efreyach. So Yishami says that a Beitzis Efreyach needs Shishim, and according to some opinions, maybe less than Shishim. But certainly you need a big Shir Bittel. It's not Mutter like Agamara, Kemai, the Beibam. Because it's all about a Beitzis Efreyach, which is like Agamara. Beitzis Efreyach is nice and down. And then Gassinon le'elmi homilso, homilso is something else. Shimon bar Abba, this is the Yishami. Shimon bar Abba Omar Rabbi Chanino, Meisel fnei bar lefnei Rabbi Gamliel bar Rabbi veOmar. Abba heiro be Abba meshava veAno merino b'mehei. Omar b'chia bar Chanino, Meisel bar lefnei Rabbi Huna veOmar. It's not like this. Omar b'chia bar Abba, Omar b'chia bar Chanino, Meisel bar lefnei Rabbi Huna veOmar. Klipe iser malim esahete. That means that you can be mitzarif the shell of the Beis Asura to the shear of Shishim. Chiddush. It says that you're mitzarif, when you're making the cheshbon of Shishim, or Memhei, Memzayim, whatever the shear is for a Beis Asafayach, you could be mitzarif the shell of the Beis Atmei itself to the shear of Shishim. What's the svar? Pshutoi, the svar is, let's say, for the time being, the svar of Pshut is, the shell itself is not also. Even the shell of the Beit Sasura, it's not osur because it's just not, it's not really lachilo. So it's not osur. Since it's not osur, it's mitzarif for the shir bittul, very similar to what we had in the Gemara by us of a ketera, that you can maybe mitzarif even the cheres of the ketera to the shir bittul, even the things that are not edible, but it's still a place for the time to go, and it's mitzarif to the shir bittul. So you can count the other eggs with the water, with the klipa. It all goes into the shir of Shishim or Mimhei, Mimzai, whatever the shear is that you need to move out to the Beitzah Sifreya. And then the Yerushalmi says, Hadot Teima Sheshokan B'Klipayim. That's only if you cook them with the shell. Oy Klupais B'Klupais. You can't wait here. It needs that go over here. Sheshokan B'Klipayim. What's this little hay? In Mashal. Sheshokan B'Klipayim. Avali Sholak Beitzim Klupais B'Klupais. But if the eggs were all klupais, that means they were all shelled, the shell was removed. Oi, klupais v'sheinam klupais. Or even if some of them had shells, and some of them, the egg that was also had the shell, but the other ones did not, or vice versa, so they weren't all with the shell. Tzorech shir acher. Then you need a shir acher. What's the shir acher? Or it means, you're not mitzarif the shell. Because that's what we're talking about. The shell of the Beis Asura is the star to the cheshbon, but that's only if you cooked it all with the shell. But if you cooked them without the shell, then it needs a different shear, and then the hemshich yisham is not negated right now. So it doesn't make it very hard to understand what it's saying. First, it says that the Beis of the Mitzarif the shell for the shear, and it's only if you cook them shelled. But if you cook them without the shells, not here. Well, of course, if you cook them without the shells, then there are no shells to be mitzarif to the shear. Like, what's the point? So, there's a parish on the Yishami from Rav Elio Fulda. It's a classic. It's printed in Yishami. So he says the pshat is And again, there's many good sources in this Yerushalmi. When you talk about the Pnei Moshe has a different shot in Yerushalmi with a different. We have. It's a whole avodah. I'm not spending a lot of time on it. But, so, right now we're learning Tosis. This is how Tosis goes in Yerushalmi. So, Rav Eliyahu Fulda says, Pshat in Tosis, the reason why the Klipa is mitzarev to the Shir is not because it's like Charsi Hakdeir. And Charis Hakdeir in the Maisel Yipasin is also not mitzarev to the Shir, just one side of the Gemara. And according to Tosis, it's not even a side of the Gemara. That's not the word. The word is, because the shell is a little bit of a barrier to the plate of Satam, so it offsets. Not that the shell itself is belay and therefore it's part of the Shir of Shishim. But the shell, since it's a barrier to the Nesilas Tam, but it's not a total barrier, but it's enough of a barrier that it offsets you, it discounts a little bit from how much you need, how much volume you need to be Mavatl. How much discount do you get? You get a discount that's equivalent to the volume of the shell. So let's say normally you would need, let's say, Shishim to be Mavatl, or there's other opinions, Memheim, Zayin, but let's say we pass from Shishim. You need Shishim to be Mavatl, a basis of Freyach, if there's no shells at all. But if the eggs have shells, so the egg has shells, so it's a little bit of a barrier. So you need a little bit less. The time's not coming out quite so profusely. So therefore, you don't need so much barrier. You don't need so much to be mevatel. Well, how do you calculate the discount? How much do you discount the shishim? So says the Yerushalmi, you discount all the shells, even the shell of Isser. You discount the volume of the shells, and even the shell of Isser is mitzaref to the discount. Or maybe only the shell of Isser. Not even sure the shells of Hetek. But anyway, I'm not quite sure the fine print. You discount all the shells, and you discount only the shell of Issa. Lay there. But a component, that's the discount. Says the Yerushalmi, you only get the discount when the shell is serving as a barrier, and it only serves as a barrier if both the Beitza Asura and the Beitza Muteris both have a shell. But if the Beitza Asura doesn't have a shell, or if the Beitza Muteris doesn't have a shell, either way, because that's what it says in this Girsu Yishalmi, which Tosfos calls it, then it's also. Because since you don't have the two shells, so you don't have such a barrier against the Nesinas Tam. So you lose the discount, and now you have to be Mishar Bishish. It doesn't matter if the shells are in the pot, not in the pot, it doesn't matter. The shells were never there to themselves be Belea and the shells are just there to discount the Plato in order that the Shir Bittel should then be less than Shishim. So the Yerushalmi is saying, do you only get the discount for the volume of the shell when both eggs have the shell on? But if one of the shells has the shell off, let's say simple case, one egg with one egg. One egg that's also one egg that's mutter, and you have a lot of water and other stuff in the pot, so you have Shishim connected to the egg that's also. So he says, if both eggs are in the shell, so then there's a barrier to the Nesinas Tam. So you get a discount off of the Shishim. How much discount? Whatever the equivalent of the volume of the shell. So you knock that off from the total Shishim. But in a case where one of the shells is one of the Beitzim is klupos, one of the Beitzim is missing the shell. So then there's not such a barrier. And if there's not such a barrier, you lose the whole, you lose the discount. That's the Yerushalmi, the way Rav Eliyahu Fulda explains it. According to the Girsa, the Tosfos is quoting. So now we understand the Tosfos by us. Tosfos is saying a chiddush by a beitza tmeo, a regular beitza tmeo. There's no afroyach, there's no anything. And it says in the Gemara that kemaya debeo ba'alma, and it's not missing time at all, and you don't need any bittel at all. Tosfos is saying a chiddush. That's only when there's a shell. So because there's a shell and the egg is tasteless, so mimela, there's no problem. But if you have a base of tomato and there's no shell, so you have less barrier, so then maybe it is nice and time in the water. That's not the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is talking about a base of freyach when you need shishim. The Yerushalmi is saying a different din. But when you have a base of freyach that needs shishim, you can discount the shishim if there's a shell, because the shell is a barrier. Taisa says, but you see a vort, you see that the shell serves as a barrier. So Taisa, just like over there, I see in the Yerushalmi this idea that a shell is a barrier. So maybe Agamar that says that a Beitz HaTameh is not nice in time at all, maybe that's only talking about with a shell, because only Betzirif, the fact that the shell is a barrier. But if you have no shells, then the shell is not a barrier, so then maybe it is nice in time in the water. So it's not like the Ran. The Ran says that this din is the Yerushalmi. The Ran's version of the Yerushalmi was that the Yerushalmi is talking about a Beitz HaTameh, not a Beitz HaSafreyach. The Ran's Gershon Yishami was that if you cooked an egg, it's mutter. You cooked a beitz of tomato with beitz of masuris, it's mutter, like agamar. So made a beitz without an effect. Regular beitz of tomato. And it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because it's tasteless. Says the Yishami b'feirish. That's only if the eggs had the shells on. But if the eggs didn't have the shells on, if it was klupois, then it is nice and time. So then this din is mufurish and Yishami. You don't have to make analogies. But Tosis, you see here in Samach Dalet, had a different gish and Yishami. Tosis gish and Yishami, just closer to the gish that we have. Tosis gish and Yishami is that Yishami is told me the basis of Freyach. When you need Shishim, or maybe 45, 47, there's a few other opinions in Yishami, but anyway, you need a big Shir Bittul. And on that, the Yishami says that the Klipe Beitzim are Mitzarev. You can Mitzarev the Klipa to the Shir. But the Yishami says that's only if all the eggs have the shells on it. If all the eggs don't have the shells on, then you can't be Mitzarev the Klipa to the Shir. But Taisa is saying, just like the Yishami over there is Mechala Klupas and Enem Klupas, so the Yishami, so maybe by us also, there's a, by Beitzim may also, maybe there's a Chilu between Klupas and Enem and Klupas. And then it says here also, I need Rebbe Leo full this chat. Because Bipshuta, if you just read the Yishami the way Tosfos quotes it, that it says that the Beitza Asura is Mistarev to the Klipa is Mistarev to the Shear, but only if the shells are on, not if the shells are off. And if you understand that the reason why the Klipa is Mistarev to the Shear is because it's like the Cheres of the Kedera, what does that do with us? There, the Klipa being Mistarev to the Shear has to do with the fact that there's more volume to be Mevatel Latam. And if these Klipas are gone, then there's not so much volume to be Mekabel to be Mevatel Latam. What does that have to do with our case? Where the issue is the shell being a barrier. I need it with the old Fultus Pshat, who says, anyway, that doesn't make any sense. Because what does Yishami have to tell me? If the shells aren't there, then they're not Mistarev to the Shear. Of course they're not Mistarev to the Shear, they're not there. So I need it with the old Fultus Pshat, that no, the shells are Mistarev to the Shear, not because they're like the Cheres of the Ketera. The shells are Mistarev to the Shear because they're a barrier to the taste. And because they're a little bit of a barrier to the taste, you get a discount off of the Shishim. And then Yishami is saying a Chiddushin. They only get a discount off of the shishim when the eggs have the shell. So then you get a discount. But the eggs don't have the shell, you lose the discount, and then you need the full shishim. But Akoponim, it says in Yishami, according to the old full distract, that there's a vort over here that the shells are a barrier. So there we're talking about a barrier a little bit to get a discount off of the shishim that you need from a beitzah sefreyach. Over here we're talking about a barrier by a beitzah tmeya to make it kemaya debeya de alma that no taste went into the water at all. Akoponim says, Shema. Just like there's a chilek over there between beitzim klupas and einim klupas, that when they're klupas you don't get the discount, and when they're einim klupas you get the discount. So maybe lagabi our gemara about beitzim tmeya, there's also a chilek that when the gemara says that a beitzim tmeya is not nice and time in the water at all, that's only when it's einim klupas. But if it's klupas, then there's a problem. So that's yeshitas ha'tosfos. Machlekes ha'poskim, the taz, the bach, and the prisha. Three way machlekes. Taisa says that the basis of Reich and not nice and tam is only if the egg has a shell. But if the shell was removed, then it is nice and tam in the water. So there's a three-way machlekes. Are we talking about the klipa of the egg that's the beitz asura? We're talking about the klipa of the beitz amuteris? We're talking about both. How many klipas do you have to remove in order to generate the problem? So there's three shitas. The shita of the bach. I may be getting this. Let's see if I remember correctly. The shita, we'll start with this. The shita of the prisha in the Andatura says that you need to remove, that in order to be an effective barrier, you need both shells. If either shell was removed, then it's not a barrier and it's place and time and you have to eat shishim ulat. You need a double barrier. The Bach asks on the Prisha. And the Prisha says, and it's just, I think he says in Miswar. He says, because why would it only depend on the Beit Sasura? Why should it only depend on the Beit Sasura? Prisha comes from Akasha. He doesn't mention Yishami. None of these people, Prisha, the Taz, the Bach, they don't get into this Yishami. They're just down in Sar. He says, Taisa says that if the shell of the Beitza was removed, it's awesome. He says, but the other Beitzim have a shell. In other words, he read the Taisa, they were talking about the Beitza Asura. That's the simple reading of the Taisa. If you remove the shell of the Beitza Asura, it's awesome. He asked the Prisha, but the other shells have a barrier. The other shells, the Beitzim and Mutaris, they still have a barrier. So why is it a problem? So he says, it must be you need a double barrier. That's the Pusha. Must be you need a double barrier. So if I remove the shell of the Beitzim HaSura, then you don't have a double barrier. So Melech says it's also. Melech says the Pusha, that likewise, if you kept the shell on the Beitzim HaSura, but you removed the other shells, well then you also don't have a double barrier. So it'll also be awesome. That's the cheshbon of the Pusha. So he read in Tosis that it's if you remove the shell of the Beit Sassur, it's Asur. He was bothered, but why can't you still rely on the shell of the Beit Samamutaris? And his answer is, it must be you need a double barrier. And if you lack me, and therefore he extrapolates it in. That if you're missing, not only if you take the shell of the Beit Sassur, does it Asur, but even if you take the shell of the Beit Samamutaris, it'll also Asur. Because you need to have a double barrier. The Bach says, never heard of a double barrier. Where is the Remus and Tosis anything about a double barrier? And therefore the Bach says, no, it's only totally in the Beit Sassur. The shell is a one-way barrier. If the Beit Sassur has a shell, then that's a barrier. It's a barrier to being to the one-way gate. The shell prevents the Tam from going out. And if you take off that shell, then it's awesome. I, the other egg, still have a shell. The shell doesn't prevent the Tam going in, it only prevents the Tam going out. That's the Bach. And then finally have the Taz. And the Taz says that he thinks it doesn't... And both of... By the way, both the Bach and the Prisha are... They're both coming from the same place. Because they read in Tosis that if you take the shell off the Beit Sassura, it becomes awesome. And they both bothered by the question, but the other shell still have a... The other eggs still have a shell. So why don't they have... What's wrong with the defensive shell? You took away the offensive shell. But you still have you took away the offensive bet. That's a bad metaphor. But you took away the shell, the shell that's preventing the plate from going out, but you still have the shells that are preventing the plate from going in. So the preacher's answer is, but you need a double barrier. And the Bach says, I never heard of a double barrier. It must be that everything depends on the shell of the Beit Sassur. And the Taz says that no, they're both wrong, and that either barrier is a barrier. You don't need a double barrier, and the barrier of the Beit Sassur is, either barrier is good. And when Tosis says that it's also if the shell was removed, he means that the shell was removed both from the Beit Sassura and from the Beit Samamutaris, then it's Osir. But if either the Beit Sassura had a shell or the Beit Samamutaris had a shell, either way, that would be a good barrier and it'll be fine. So it's a three machlokes between the Bach, the Prisha, and the Taz. The Taz holds that one barrier is enough, and it could be either one. The Prisha holds you need a double barrier. And the Bach holds only one barrier, but the only barrier that counts, that works, is the barrier of the Beit Sassur, not the Beit Samamutaris. But none of them go back to the Yerushalmi. But if actually in the Yerushalmi, I think other Mefarshim point this out, if the way Tosis quoted the Yerushalmi, it's Kemat Mefurish like the Prisha. Because in the Yerushalmi, Tosis quoted, it says, the Feirush, at least the way the Mashon was Magi in the Tosis, Hadod the Tema, that you can use the Klipa as a barrier to get a discount off of the Shir of Shishim, Sheshalkon beKlipehem, that he cooked all the eggs with the Klipa. Whereas Klipas Klipas doesn't make any sense. Avali Sholok Beitzim Klipas b'She'enim Klipas, She'enim Klipas b'Klipas. But if either the Beit Sassur didn't have a Klipa, or the Beit Samamutaris didn't have a Klipa, either way, you lose the discount. It's mefurish that you need the double barrier in order to get the discount. L'chor, it's mefurish and Yishami, like the svar of the Prisha, that in order to have in order for the klipa to be effective, you need to have a klipa both on the Beit Sassur and on the Beit Samamutaris. But if either one is missing a klipa, then you lose the whole barrier and you lose the discount from the shishim. And if Tosis is making an analogy, then who again? You lose the hefter of Beit Tmeya being Kemaya de Beya Ba'alm. Yeah, they point out the Chayr from this Yerushalmi is a riot to the. It's surprising the Prisha himself doesn't bring the riot. Of course, it's a rebuy of Bishayis in Yerushalmi, and maybe it's hard to know for sure. But nonetheless, the whole thing is in Tosis, and Tosis has this Yerushalmi in Yerushalmi. It's a very big chizuk to the Prisha that when Tosis says that if the klipa was removed, it asers. It's because you need a double barrier. And therefore, just like if you remove the klip of the Beit Sassur, it'll aser. If you remove the klip of the Beit Samamutaris, it'll aser likewise. Yeah.
I could be wrong with that. I think the Bach might have been a sheet that it's a
double barrier necessary.
The what?
That a double barrier is required.
I don't think so, but I could be wrong. I think I'm right, but I could be wrong. We have to double check. No pun intended. double check. Whoever it is, whoever I think it's the Prisha. Whoever holds it, you need a double barrier. In the Taisus version of Yishami, that's what it says. Okay, let's see light in the Gemara. The kazayis of chayla fell into a dikula of basa. What's a dikula? So Rashi says it's a pat, halachas. So Rashi should be made the bala dikula. So Rashi wanted mishayer with the. He wanted to include in the heter the blia of the pat. Amalei rabbanim Rashi otu the ter bala disur like bala. How can you include? How do you know that the pot was only belay ahead? Then maybe it was belay ister also. Rashi. So Rashi l'shiur heteru leisufi l'mashe bolak derek de levat l'sisur. But ister hayim shayik mashe bolak fanenu mitzumekas. In other words, he looked at this the way it is now, and then when he was calculating the heter, he said, "Well, the heter maybe now is only 50 connected this." But the keter was also belayat. He was mishayer. The keter was already belayat. I don't know if it was mishayer. We saw from how much the heter had gone down that the keter was belay already 10. So he said, "Oh, you have shishin." So Rabbanan said to him, "No, so you can't assume that all of that 10 kizaisim that the keter was belay was all from the iser from the heter. Maybe some of it was from the iser. Maybe the iser was originally bigger. And the mela, you can't have bittul b'shishin. You have to mishayer k'moshu b'olafana." Okay, so this has to do with the sugya we had before, but might be b'olak teir with the rashes and so on. I don't want to get into that all over again. But I want to focus on something else, which is the need in the Taisus. Who told Rashi that a dikula is a pat? That's not the normal meaning of the word dikula. The normal meaning of the word dikula in most places in Shas is a basket. And in fact, the Taisus not over here, the paka, I'll read the Taisus inside. The novel dikula bisra, the orech chibre, the had the high naim of the key naim of the dikula shuffle, here's kosa, a basket. There should have been many other places in Shas where Dikula means a basket. The Kosev B'tshuvas HaGoyim, so that's a very, well, how could it be a basket? You don't cook meat in a basket. How could a piece of chayla fall in a basket full of meat and then you cooked it up? Nobody cooks in a basket. So he brings from the Goyim, Tachi Gamanofa Le'yayra G'dayla She'esh B'shir Dikula. It was a standard shear. Dikula was a measure of size, of volume, standard size basket. But it was really a pot, a basket-sized pot. So the kosher came into lab with the kula nofal. My kama sover lash the shuv and my the bol with the kula. The language doesn't make any sense. What from Mishai with what the dikula was belaya? It wasn't a dikula. It was a pot the size of a dikula. Very hard to read the words of the gemara. But bekuntish pirish dikula means a kalachas. That dikula here has an unusual meaning that it means a kalachas. The kalachas of plishim v'rashim the bosa k'riyomer v'amechas asino kol shloishim yom ma'afachlem gehenim k'bosa v'kalachas. The efshi the karli dikula mishum ha'resichus. The bubbles when you boil something up are called dikulim. You shouldn't cook two pieces of chita together. Maybe one will get stuck to the other in the crack. And the bubbling water, the bubbles of the water won't be able to penetrate into the chita. Mitalid ruchsa from all four sides, it'll become chametz. Anyway. Taisus is a mask into Rashi's parish. Bottom line, Taisus is a mask into Rashi's parish. That the kula over here means a basket and not a cell. The Ran and the Ritva, the Ran is Chaluk and Rashi and Taisus. And the Ran says the kula and kola in all of Shas means a basket. And it means a basket here too. If it was a basket, so you don't cook in a basket. So what happened over here exactly? So he said, no, they weren't cooking in the basket. They were being melech in the basket. They were being melech meat in a basket. And we know melech is giri seach. And there were a piece of chaylev that was, I guess, also salted, fell on the meat, and now they needed to be mishayer. Since melech is kirei seach, they were mishayer the shishim connected the chaylev. So it's a case of melech. Then the Ran is Dan, the Ran and the Ritva both are Dan. Why didn't Rashi learn this way? Like they make it, they formulate it as a kasha. The normal meaning of the word dikula is basket. So if the normal meaning of dikula is a basket, so why did Rashi feel it necessary over here to say that this is unusual usage and it means a pat? What's wrong with saying that it's a basket? And we'll say that Malich is Kiroseach. So the Ran and the Ritva, if you sum them both up, they say three reasons why Rashi didn't want to learn that pshat. Why Rashi rejected the pshat of the Ran? The Ran and the Ritva are saying the posh of pshat in the Gemara is that it's a basket. And if it's a basket, we're talking about Malicha. So what's wrong with that? Malich is Kiroseach, what's the problem? So they say three reasons why Rashi didn't like this. Couldn't learn that way. Didn't want to learn that way. Reason number one is because they hold, the Ritva and the Ran, that Chalev and Basar are min b'mina. This is Machaikas. Machaikas is Beis in the Ramah. The Beis Yosef passes Chalev and Basar is min b'mina. The Ramah says that Yeshem and the Chalev and Basar are not min b'mina. The Goyen says all the Rishonim agree to the Beis Yosef, Chalev and Basar are min b'mina. The Ritva speaks out Beferish over here, that Chalev and Basar are min b'mina. He has even a Gish in the Gemara that says the way Beferish. It's not our Gish in the Gemara. Not Agamar, Gemara before. The Gemara before by Min Bemina, the Lekka Lameka Mataima, Inamim, the Lekka Lameka Mataima. So they had a Girsa, Kigain Sham Nunes to Gid Hanoshim. On the margin, just put that also. The Ritter had that Girsa. So it says, Beferi Sim Gemara, Min Bemina, Kigain Sham Nunes of Gid Hanoshim with the Yerah. So what do you mean? This is Chalev and this is Basar. This is Shuman and this is Basar. Vice the Shuman and Basar are min b'mina. So that's Hanocha number one. That Shuman and Basar are min b'mina. And Koma, there are more things. And maybe not. But these are showing Mishnah Rav say Beferish. The Rif is Garis that way in the Gemara before. That Shuman and Basar are min b'mina. You have to know what is totally in this Shaila of Shuman and Basar are min b'mina. The Adyuda has Hal Arichus. The Adyuda says, he doesn't know why Shuman and Basar should be Min B'mina. They taste different, they have a different name. Fat and meat have a different taste, they have a different name. It should be Min B'shein and Mina. By what right is it Min B'mina? On the other hand, the Adyuda says, in theory, he thinks it should be Min B'shein and Mina. On the other hand, in actual practice, it will be very hard to give a piece of meat to a ketfela and ask him, does it have time kailah? Because every meat has some fat in it, some fat content. So you're asking me, can you give it to a kfeila? The Adyuda says, in Svar, you would say, can you give it to a kfeila? No. Normally, Min Mishmeni can always give to a kfeila. And they'll tell you, do you taste the pig? Do you not taste the pig? It says, a piece of meat, and maybe the shai was a belay chaylev. It's very hard for a kfeila to know, because every meat has some shuman in it. Every meat has a certain amount of shuman of heter in it, some fat content. So how are you exactly going to know if it was makabel tam from the chaylev? The chaylev has a different time than the meat, but it doesn't have a different time than shuman. And every meat has some shuman. So you would say practically it's very hard to give it to a kfeila, but on the other hand, in theory it should be min b'sheino yimino. Yeah, it's not the madavah. The stomach of pshat and b'sheino is that the b'sheino hold that since every boser has some shuman in it, and therefore it's not possible, and therefore the chaylev is not able to give it a tam. You're not able to discern the tam of the chaylev because every boser has some shuman. So that itself makes it min b'mino. If you can't discern the tam of the iser, then that by definition is min b'mino. Now, Beis Lod Nevadovit, what exactly is this machlokes? Told it a little bit, it's taking us astray. But coming back to the point, so the Ritva posits that Chalev and Basar are min b'mina. And he says, and Rashi Shita is, that's the long Rashi reading the beginning of Sadek Zayin that we skipped, but Rashi Shita is that min b'mina, it's machlokes in Gemara, Yehud and Chachamim, is min b'mina bottle, or is it afil be'elef bottle? So Taisus, mostly Shaina Paskin, that min b'mina is bottle. In fact, Major Isis bottle chad betrayed, don't even need shishim, the whole shishim is with the Rabbana. But Rashi says the aloch is like a Yehuda, that min b'mina is not bottle, afil be'elef. Shit's Rashi. So Mela, Rashi was brought like this. If this is a basket, then all I have here is chelem and bottle. Chelem and bottle is min b'mina, la aloch is not bottle at all. So why did they want to be mishar b'shishim? What is shishim? It's not bottle, afil be'elef. Al kochach that it was a pat. Because in a pot, not only you have reitiv too. The reitiv is certainly mishenimim. That's Gemara's. Basar is reitiv mishenimim. So the Gemara is not talking about being mishad the basar. The basar is not in the cheshbon. But you mean it will mishad the reitiv to be mevatel lechelif. Because that's the thing, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, min b'minah is not batel. But if you have min b'minoi and she'enei minoi, so salak is minoi k'mi she'enei, v'she'enei minoi rabba olavu mevatel. Meaning if you have a piece of basar nevelo, and then you have a whole bunch of pieces of the basar of heter, if you're Rabbi Yehuda, they can't be mevatel. But you can disregard the kosher meat because it's irrelevant to the equation, and you can take all of the reitiv in the pot and use the reitiv in the pot to be mevatel the basar nevelo or the chelev in our case. So therefore, Rashi had to learn there was a pot because in a pot you could have reitiv. But had it been a basket, there would only be there would be no reitiv. It would just be basar and chelev. Basar and chelev is min b'mina. Min b'mina is not batel afilu be'el. So that's one reason why Rashi didn't want to learn that it's a basket. Say the Rishayim. The Rishayim say a second reason why Rashi didn't want to learn this a basket is because maybe Rashi holds, like the Ra'ah that we talked about once, that by Melicha, Shishim doesn't work. Because Melicha is Kitzli. And even though Chelev is Mifapeya, but the Ra'ah holds when Chelev is Mifapeya, it's not Mifapeya evenly. It's Mifapeya in all different directions, and you don't know which direction it's going, and therefore you can never be Mishara Shishim. Remember, that was the Shita of the Ra'ah. So Rashi held like the Ra'ah maybe. And therefore, hell, this can't be a case of Malicha. If it's a case of Malicha, it's sleep. So even though Chaylev is Mephapeya, but Chaylev is Mephapeya in unpredictable directions, he can never be Mishar B'Shishim. Therefore, Rashi had to learn that it's a path. So it's Bishul. Bishul is even. And then the third reason why Rashi didn't want to learn like this case is because maybe Rashi, like the Ramban, that by Malicha, Chaylev is not Mephapeya at all. I mean, that's the Ramban. That's the Ramban with the case of Atmosa, the Yarcha, the Imluch by Beresh Galusa, that they were Malech, the gid and this part, what happened to the shuman agid? And the Ramban, why wasn't it mefapeya? And the Ramban says because shuman is not melicha doesn't make shuman be mefapeya. Maybe Rashi held like that. So therefore Rashi can't learn that it's a basket because if it's a basket, it's melicha, and if it's melicha, chaylev is not mefapeya by melicha, and if it's chaylev is not mefapeya, then what's the problem? And you just need kedei klipa or kedei netila. So therefore, because of all of one of these three reasons, Rashi had to learn it's not a case of melicha, it's not a case of a basket, it's a case of a pat atkan. From the Ritva and the Ran. The Ran doesn't like this pshat because he doesn't think kalachas means a basket. He doesn't think kalachas means a pat. He thinks kalachas means a basket. And therefore the Ran says it's like a raya that mina is bottle, and it's a raya that chaylev is mefapei evenly, and it's a raya that is mefapei that chaylev is mefapei even by malicha. It's a raya, not like all of those things. The one horror I have is Taisis is masking for Rashi Shita. But Taisus doesn't hold like any of those three reasons why Rashi didn't want to learn that the Rishonim ascribed to Rashi. Taisus holds the Feirish in that long Taisus that we skipped that Nidmina is a bottle. Taisus holds that Chaylev is when it's Mefapei evenly and it could be bottle the Shishim. How do I know? The Taisus holds when Chaylev is Mefapei, it does have bittul the Shishim. From Dikrocha Shaya. Where it says, Hugi Dikoko Shaya, the Shadig Zayin. And Taisus says, one shot in Taisus, Dikoko Shaya means there was a very little Chaylev and was bottled B'Shishim. There was Sli over there. And Taisus doesn't hold like the Ramban that Melicha doesn't make Chaylev be Mefapeya, because Taisus says that when Taisus talks about the case of Hani Atmosa that were in Nimlech by the Bereish Galusa, and why was the Shuma not Mefapeya? So the Ramban says, because Melicha doesn't make things be Mefapeya. But Taisus says in Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, because Shemen Agid is not Mefapeya. Shemen Agid is a special kind of Shuman that's not Mefapeya. So, but apparently, if it would be a kind of, or he has the Rivam, that maybe they weren't Geyser on Shemen Agid more than the Gid itself, and since the Gid is not Mefapeya, so they weren't Geyser on the Shuman Agid more, the Rivam. But Kaponim, he doesn't say like the Ramban, that Melicha doesn't make things be Mefapeya. So you see, Taisus doesn't have any of those motives. So Taisus doesn't have any motive to hold like Rashi, so why does he hold like Rashi? There's a Ramban and Ritva both assume that a Poshup Shat in the Gemara is that it's a basket. Dikul is a basket. You see in Taisus Barichos, that Taisus also knew that Pastor's Dikul is a basket, like the Oruch. He brought the Oruch. And yet Taisus bends over backward to say, no, here it's a pat. And he agrees to Rashi that it's a pat. Why? Rashi had a motive. Maybe Rashi holds Minimino, because Rashi holds Minimino a bottle, and maybe he holds stuff like the Ra'ah, maybe he holds like the Ramban. But Taisus doesn't have any of those motivations. Taisus doesn't hold. Again, Taisus doesn't hold me in the middle of the bottle. He doesn't hold like the Ra'ah, and he doesn't hold like the Ramban. So Taisus could have learned like the Ran, like the Poshup Shat in the Gemara, that it's a basket, and it was Melicha, and it was Mefapeya, And that's why they wanted him to be Mishayev Ashishim. So why did Tosis learn like, why did Tosis agree to Rashi? So I think the answer is, it's my answer, that Tosis the Shitosai, Tosis on Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, remember we had the case of a Tipas Chol of Atop and Milch, the Fallon of Feshtikul Flesh, and the question is, and if the piece of meat, I just learned that the piece of meat is not in the pot. It's at least from top, it's not in the pot. I mean, it's in the pot, but it's not in the reitiv. It's sticking out on top. And Taisus Adan, the Rishonim Adan. So then, how is the chaylev? How is the cholov, the milk? How is it spread into the chaticha? Like, how does it? It asks the whole chaticha. How does it ask the whole chaticha? How does it drop the milk? It's not in the pot. It's not bishul. So it's like sleek. It's not in the reitiv. So it should only ask there. Could they klipa? Could they natila? But the Mishnah says that it asks the whole piece. So the Ran answered that the hevel of the ketera still in the steamy environment. So the hevel of the ketera is like a bishul. So it's mispashit in the whole piece. But Taisa said that the cholov is shomein and it's mifapeach. So the goyim talks out. We mentioned this once upon a time. The goyim speaks out. Apparently Taisa's sheet is that cholov milk is a dover shomein that's mifapeach. But that's the question. If it's a dover shomein that's mifapeach, so why isn't it mifapeach from michaticha lechaticha? The Rashba says that a dover shomein in sleeve and is mifapeya michaticha lechaticha. So who cares if the piece of meat is outside of the reitiv? But if the cholov is dov shuman, it's mifapeya. So let it be mifapeya. Forget the reitiv. Shuman is mifapeya all by itself. So let the tipas cholov, which Tosis thinks is a dov shuman, and it's mifapeya in the whole chaticha. Let it go from that chaticha to the next chaticha to the next chaticha. Who needs reitiv? So the Goyin says that Tosis apparently holds that shuman is not mifapeya michaticha lechaticha, not like the Rashba. The halacha we pass in Shuman is mifapeya mechaticha lechaticha, but the Goyim says the Rashi is chayav. Brings other sheets also, I think, in Mordechai that they chayav. They hold that Shuman is mifapeya to the whole gdi, but it's not mifapeya from one piece to another piece if there's no way of connecting them. If that's the case, then I put Tosis also. Tosis can't learn that it's a basket, because if it's a basket, even if it's all maliach, so maliach is good sleep. So it's good sleep. So, but it's chayav is mifapeya. Yeah, but it's mifapeya, but not mechaticha lechaticha. So you have a whole basket 60 times the volume of the chayav. Not mistaken, the chaylev was touching all of the pieces. There's 60 pieces connected one piece of chaylev in a basket. So the chaylev was on the top pieces of itself. But not all the pieces, the bottom pieces didn't get any chaylev. Certainly you have no way of knowing. So how are you mishar b'shishim? Chaylev is mefapeya, but not mechaticha lechaticha. I koch it that it was bishul. By bishul, bishul goes mechaticha lechaticha, you have right. So therefore, there's a different reason why Tosfos had to learn like Rashi. With all the pasuk. Okay, okay. Very good. I mean, it's not complicated, either. Okay, fine. Go to Laura tomorrow to the studio of the Chatzitz Eisat Hamid. Take a look at we talked about this in the Chatzitz Eisat Hamid in the past. Remember, there was a rash about it, the Chatzitz Eisat Hamid Sokhan. It was on the test, actually, some of them. Not that much, but... Anyway, this refreshing memory is about this. The Taisi Rosh Memor Psochem that Chatzis Yirah had Terev as a Mutter, and the Rash asks from this from the next Gemara, and Rabbi Kreger asks on the Rash, doesn't know what the Rash wanted. So I'm going to talk to that a little bit again.
Does everyone want to stay for a minute?